At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Wow, I'm just getting news as we go in the air. The Undertaker is in Los Angeles. Wow. What's up, you guys? You guys are seeing it in real time. Like, this news is coming in fast and furious. That's why I'm doing a special live edition of the Backstage Report Q&A today. I'm going to answer the questions you guys had this weekend. I'll answer questions in the live chat. This is FightfulSelect.com. This is our lifeblood. It is right now $5 a month or $54 a year. You can lock in that price until the end of the month. The basic tier will go up to $6 a month or $64 a year, but you can lock in the yearly price of $54 right now. We would greatly appreciate if you guys did that. This is going to be a big period. A lot of news is going to be emerging, and listen, there's a lot of great wrestling news sources out there. I'm very confident in our ability to report accurately a bunch of news. And if we don't report it, we're going to get a whole lot of details for you guys. So FightfulSelect.com. I know that a lot of you are on the free tier right now. I opened this up for you guys as well because I want to give you guys a little bit of something as well. But Raw, SmackDown, rundowns, tons of AEW news, had some TNA contract stuff today, got a Netflix scoops thread up right now, but let's go ahead and talk about that right now. And if you want to avoid spoilers, we ain't the place for you. But Becky Lynch, Hulk Hogan, The Undertaker, Penta, all expected there tonight. CM Punk versus Seth Rollins listed as the main event on the first rundowns today for WWE Raw on Netflix. They have some announcements with collectibles and partners that will drop tonight as well. And a bunch of production elements are going to be added in tonight. There's a few surprises planned. The early Raw rehearsal sheet had 6 men's segment and 1 women's. I cannot possibly stress to you guys how not finalized that is. There is also WWE broke their exclusivity with Staples Center, Crypto.com Arena for this show. That's what allowed AEW to get in there for AEW Revolution. But besides that, we're told The Rock is planned for the show. Let me reiterate this. As we sit here on January 6th, the same thing I said on December 6th, the same thing I said in October, the same thing I said after The Rock called Dave Meltzer's reports BS. Right now, creative has planned for The Rock to not be involved in WrestleMania. They have the wheels in motion, all that stuff for him to not be at WrestleMania. He can work WrestleMania if he just up and decides to that week. They will make plans. They will make adjustments. They will do that stuff. So nobody, not me, not Chris Featherstone, not Dave Meltzer, not Mike Johnson, has said The Rock is definitively not working WrestleMania. That's a very irresponsible thing to say, and nobody has reported that. I just want to make that clear. The people that I talked to at the Intuit Dome back in, I want to say September, October, they were telling me they were expecting a PLE level show here tonight, and they were expecting or hoping that The Rock was going to be there. That was the impression they were given. The flexible time for the Netflix shows, this is going to change an awful lot of stuff, and we'll obviously get into it. Myself and Abu will talk a lot about that tonight after WWE Raw, but Oh man, this is going to be interesting. People can go over on the promos, which is a good thing to have when you got a bunch of old timers out there that are not, they're not going to give a damn what's on the show next week. So an awful lot there to get into. Bruce Pritchard is back on the road with WWE, expected to be in the full swing of things for today's show on Netflix as well. So that's something to sort of keep your eye on. Hulk Hogan, we had reported that they had reached out to him about making some appearances. He is going to be on tonight's Raw, or at least that's the plan. And WWE announced today that they were something else that Fightful Select reported this weekend. Real American Beer will be a sponsor, a partner of WWE. There was somebody says, Sean, it's okay to take a breath. I can barely breathe out of my nose anyway. It's got me in trouble sometimes on the air, right? Real American Beer, Fortnite, Cricket, Riyadh season, which we'll talk about in a moment. And there was something else. Snickers and Netflix were all featured on a black canvas that was tried out at SmackDown on Monday or on last Friday. So an awful lot there as well. Just, you know, so much to get into here on this show. There's also, I'm going to go ahead and make this public, by the way. I'm going to go ahead and make this stream public. Subscribe to FightfulSelect.com for more. there we go. So I will make this public, and I will put this live on my Twitter as well. So an awful lot to get into here. In addition to WWE, we're going to be talking more about that, the sponsored mats, all that stuff. A bunch of contracts came up last week. Speedball Mike Bailey, he's expected to go to AEW. Kushida, Aiden Prince, Mupinder Gujar, Jade Chung, Trent Seven, all up. A bunch of New Japan contracts, Fightful Select reported, are coming up. Kevin Knight, who I believe has interest in coming to the States. It's definitely somebody that if I were WWE, I'd be interested in. AEW might have too loaded of a roster. However, you got Gabe Kidd, who had a breakout performance at Wrestle Kingdom. We spoke with him last week, and he confirmed it. TJP, he has been talking with New Japan. Drilla Maloney has outside interest. David Finley is a guy that they are looking to bring in as well. If you're watching this on our YouTube, you can send in a super chat, but I do have a bunch of Q&A questions from FightfulSelect.com, which is our premium service. I do a Q&A there every week, which is this show that the world is getting for free. Amir says, any update on Hall of Fame 2025? Not as of yet. Also, New Japan, interested in bringing in a former WWE name in Baron Corbin. He met with New Japan officials last week. That should be something that is worth keeping an eye on. Tony Khan did not make the trip to Japan. He had collision in Charlotte. There were a number of talent that got to Japan before the new year, but the majority headed over on January 1st and 2nd. There were a number of other talent New Japan hoped to use for Wrestle Dynasty, but collision ended up needing some talent. The prop gun for David Finlay's entrance, the Tekken entrance that the Tekken people were very happy for. It was 3D printed. They were all very, very pleased with how that ended up. The Kenny Omega entrance was planned for months as well. They've been doing a lot of these integrations with video games and stuff like that in recent years. Corey Brendan has a lot of details from Rev Pro and their feelings on Mercedes winning that championship as well. The Pointer Sisters theme in AEW expected to be a regular theme moving forward. Samantha Irvin, Beth Phoenix, both backstage at last week's AEW Dynamite show. Emily Jay, Brittany Jade, who are indie wrestlers, were backstage working as extras. I had mentioned this in the past. They announced the world title match for the Cincinnati Maximum Carnage shows. This was something that WBD, and we did have a question in the Q&A about it. WBD did encourage them to really step that show up. It's important for an advertising perspective for WBD. And that's why they did the Maximum Carnage name. They've got the unique venue for it, which I'm very excited to see and a world title on that show. Pac is overseas, for those that are wondering. Julia Hart working with Jamie Hayter and beating her, that's been planned for months. Hayter was very eager to work with Julia. So Cole Carter, Chris Statlander, Harley Cameron, Brian Cage, they were all at Dynamite but weren't used. And yeah, we got a lot of details, a lot of scoops throughout the last week. But FightfulSelect.com, my friends, that's the place you go. Again, I wanted to open this up free and clear to everybody, whether you're a subscriber or not, because we are headed into a new year. $6 a month, $64 a year, starting at the end of January. It's going to be a lot of fun this year. A quote from somebody at the venue regarding the arena. It says, got a quick glimpse. Wow, this venue is impressive. The arena is going to be a part of the show with the LED lights in the seats and the upper level ring monitor. Sean, what's the status for Samoa Joe and AEW? Did he re-sign with them? I don't have details on if he's re-signed yet, but he was expected back in the company, as best I know. Let's get to some of the questions that you guys sent in over on FightfulSelect.com. If you had to give a percentage on Punk Austin at Mania, what would it be? About 10% right now. And if for some reason The Rock ends up working Mania, I would say 35, 40%. Any news on Wardlow? Yeah, he's injured. He's been injured for a long time. What happened to Stokely Hathaway? Taking some time off. What's the thing you're most excited about when it comes to wrestling this year? Less ratings and viewership discourse. Listen, sometimes we got to talk about them because it's the job. But like, for example, tonight you're going to have no numbers from Raw on Netflix unless they supply them and, you know, we take them for their word. Last week, AEW had their first show of the year. It was on New Year's. Their lead-in was half of what it usually was, and they did comparable to what they've been doing in recent weeks, but they had the Max streaming along with that bumped that way up. You can watch live on across the country as a result. So in reality, the viewership was way up. I'm so excited to talk less about Nielsen ratings that have lost relevance over the years. What are the odds we get Rock Cena at any point in 2025? I am going to say slim to none. Possible, but slim to none. They've done that. They've done that a couple times. Assuming Omega Okada isn't for the world title, what match would you like to see main event All in Texas? I think there's a good chance Omega Okada does main event All in Texas, but it's got to be something big and marquee. I think Omega should win the TNT or international title, and they should combine those titles with this because they got way too many. First off, if not that, it's got to be a world title match. I can't imagine John Moxley in the world title picture by then. Hangman Page should be involved to some degree. As I think of it, and I don't think you can do Swerve again with Hangman there. Oof. I'm interested to hear what chat thinks here. Swerve versus MJF is what somebody says. I would love that match in general. I would love that match in general. Is Athena under AEW contract or an ROH contract, or are they both fundamentally the same? They're the same. Anything new on the Chris Charlton front? I was a little bit surprised when I heard like the Money Mark comments and saying, well, what have Ospreay, Okada, and Switchblade done since they went over there? Well, I mean, Switchblade was hurt. He main evented a pay-per-view. Ospreay had one of his best in-ring years of his life. Okada, he's got the Continental Classic and the Continental title. He should be doing more. He's Okada. He should be main eventing some shows and all that stuff. But to me, it seemed like heel work. It seemed like AEW versus New Japan with Gabe Kidd versus Kenny Omega, and they really played that up with Gabe Kidd. And I thought that Chris Charlton was just, you know, playing his role there. That's all that I thought. Is Roxanne Perez on her way up to the main roster before Mania? I would expect to see her make main roster appearances, at the very least Royal Rumble. What was the biggest scoop you had and was either unconfirmed or off the record you couldn't post and had to keep secret? The Monday night before Survivor Series last year, as soon as we went off the air, I told Denise CM Punk and Triple H had a phone call this past weekend. And I couldn't put that out there because it would have burned the person that had told me. But I couldn't report that he was coming back because I didn't know CM Punk was coming back until he walked through the backstage area. That was it. Because there were people at the venue that day that were told he's not coming back. But I had the information that he had a conversation with Triple H the weekend before. Did you hear of any interesting backstage reactions to CM Punk's return that weren't shown behind the scenes that WWE released a bit ago? Yeah, there were a lot of people that weren't happy, but I'll say this, just the way that I have said ever since then, I've heard of no negative interactions, connotations, experiences with CM Punk since he's been in WWE. I've heard he's been a model citizen and really good to deal with. Also, I am told that Chris Charlton is on a 2-month suspension, not an indefinite hiatus. So there you go on that. I'm going to go ahead and post that. But does the price increase go in effect at the end of January? So it will first take place in February, right? It'll be like the very, very end of this month. So January 31st or February 1st. Any word on why the New Japan and Access TV relationship ended? Is there any possible new home for New Japan in the U.S.? It didn't get a lot of buzz, didn't get a lot of viewership. A lot of people, you have other ways to watch New Japan in the United States now besides Access. Back then, that was like one of the only ways to watch New Japan on Access. Where do you see Gabe Kidd, Dave Finley, and eventually Mina going when their contracts are up? I think Gabe Kidd and Dave Finley stay with New Japan. I think Mina signs with AEW. Do people like Danhausen or Ricky Starks believe in some capacity that their relationship with CM Punk affected their standing in AEW? No, they were using Ricky more after Punk left. Danhausen's was mainly a miscommunication thing, and I'm just glad to see him back. I don't know that Ricky has any particular relationship with CM Punk these days. Will Kenny be in Clarksville live? That's a good question. I was surprised to see that they were rushing him back for that. It wouldn't surprise me to see a video done, but I think they should have him live. Condition your live audience to believe that something cool will happen at your shows. Also, if they're not filming Rampage or Dark or ROH after Dynamite, they need to be doing dark matches with big names. Will Penta debut tonight and team with Rey Mysterio? Will they win the tag titles? As KG once said, anything is possible. I believe he will. And I think that they should. Yeah. I think it'd be cool. Yeah. Sorry, my neck is killing me, guys. Not a scoop question, but a personal one. What match or wrestler that made you fall in love with the sport? Sting. Sting. I saw him, Ric Flair, and Great Muta in a ring, and I was like, what is this? What is this? We got... also, to reiterate on Meet Normus, I think that WWE or AEW did really good with Penta while he was there, but WWE is going to take it to another level with his merchandising and booking and all that. If you can get him to not do this 7 times a match, you'll be all right.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Hey, Sean, one of the things I've been meaning to ask you, what are your favorite scenes and characters in both Home Alone 1 and 2? I love the movies just as much as you do. Also, we can agree that anything Home Alone 3 and after is unwatchable garbage, right? Thanks as always. Listen, I am very passionate about my love for Home Alone 1 and 2. And Harry and Marv are my favorite characters in those. They make the movie. And, of course, Macaulay Culkin. But hear me out. The child in Home Alone 3 was just fine. It's the kids in the most in the more subsequent Home Alones that aren't good. And even worse than that, the villains. So the kid in Home Alone 3 was like Alex Lenz. He was in, Liar Liar. He was in Liar Liar. But let me tell you, I watched Home Alone 3 recently. I watch Home Alone 1 and 2 every year. The problem with Home Alone 3 is the villains. The villains are not charming. They are not realistic. And they have not even any redeemable qualities. Now, listen. I am not going to say that the child attempted murderers in Home Alone 1 and 2 necessarily have redeeming qualities, but they were at least funny. The villains in Home Alone 3 were not funny. They all looked the same. They were white people with jet black hair. The hair was fake in some instances. You had the standard, you know, Eastern European villain in there as well. It was not charming at all. Harry and Marv looked like guys, just looked like some guys, right? Looked like a couple of dudes out there robbing people. You believed it. I was able to suspend that disbelief there. But they weren't charming. And I think that is something they rectified with the most recent Home Alone with Ellie Kemper, because she's a very charming person. And she had redeemable qualities. She's very funny. So it's clear that they saw that formula as well. I thought the general plot of Home Alone 3 was okay. But man, you recast those villains. Like, I think, especially in that era, like you find somebody, like if you had had like a Will Ferrell or something while he was on SNL, that would have been good. Like Sherry O'Terry would have been really good. Like just pick three SNL cast members from that era. They would have been a lot better. Would have been a lot better. Do you think Liv Morgan deserves her WrestleMania moment? Of course she does. She has helped anchor that division. And you can discuss what you want about how it's booked. But she has, they say, go an hour in a Royal Rumble, but lose. Bet. Do more character work. Bet. Be in a tag team. Bet. Let's put you at the top of the division. Bet. She's great. She absolutely deserves a WrestleMania moment. From what you know, was the Raw roulette a wheel rigged or shoot? I believe it was rigged. Would you like to see AEW implement a brand split? Have you heard anyone pitching so to Tony? No. What I would do is increase communication within the company. Let everybody know who works for who. And I would absolutely not split your roster. There's already like a soft one, right? Like you primarily see Deonna Purrazzo on Collision and FTR on Collision a lot more, or it used to be that way at least. But no, I wouldn't do a brand split, at least not right now. If you weren't with CM Punk, you certainly aren't going to now that you've lost CM Punk, Bryan Danielson, Sting, you know, a lot of big names. Non-wrestling questions. How are the Bengals going to regroup themselves to improve in the 2025-2026 season? To me, pretty simple, easy for me to say sitting here. New coaching, which they're getting. They've got to prepare themselves for the season. If we start 0-2 again, Zach Taylor's got to go. Need one and maybe two new offensive guards and some depth on the offensive line. Bring back T. Higgins. Don't care what it costs. Bring it back. It's one of the best offenses of all time when he's there. And you can plug and play tight ends, running backs, all that other stuff. Your wide receiver three, I'd probably bring back Tyler Boyd just because he's familiar with the system. They're going to cut a whole lot of people. They're going to cut Zach Moss, Sheldon Rankins, Sam Hubbard's probably not coming back for that money. Geno Stone's a question mark. They got to get a veteran corner, improve defensive end. You spend almost all your draft capital on defense with the exception of an offensive guard. Has there been any conversations, to your knowledge, about AEW women's tag titles? Just pitches over the years. Not anything necessarily like heavy, but there are some people that have pitched it. Any word on how long SmackDown will remain 3 hours until they go back to 2 hours? Is this a USA call? It's just a part of their agreement, but I had heard something like around June, maybe. CM Punk was notably absent for a Riyadh Rumble promo video. Should I read into that? Yeah, you probably should, because I was told they won't be asking him to work Saudi shows. Whether or not he eventually does, I don't know, but it'd be very easy to write him off for that. And yeah, but I would imagine that's something that is very important to him. What's the deal with Jade? Is this some big-time conspiracy and heat on her? Or is she actually injured? Listen, I just want to say this. I greatly respect Mike Johnson and PW Insider. They were the ones that originally reported she was not injured. Myself, PWN, I believe Dave Meltzer, people in WWE, people in AEW have all heard she was dealing with an injury. All of us. She is on their internal injury lists. You go back to the performance center to get cleared, to go through the steps to get cleared. Like, listen, that's why do you take the title off of her? If she's on vacation, that's it? Like, listen, you can go on vacation while you're injured still, but like, the woman's been on their internal injury reports. She had told people that she was injured. Over under 3 hours Raw on Netflix. Oh, it's going to go over tonight. Got to go over tonight. Myself and Ibu, I'm going to try to get him on immediately after the show. We're going to go live ASAP. With the issues AEW has had with Roosh, has there been any talk of his release after the last incident? No, there hasn't. So for those that were unaware, there was a situation where he and Dralistico were facing Alec Price and Richard Holiday, a couple of great talent on the indies. Richard Holiday was being checked on by a medic. I don't know if it was a shoot or kayfabe, but they attacked him to get heat. And that got them heat, all right, but with the wrong people, not the crowd, with management. They were supposed to beat the Acclaimed, go to full gear. That didn't happen. There were people that I talked to that claimed Roosh was already supposed to take off December. I don't know about that, but that's what they claimed. I don't think he's going to get cut. Of all the songs Tony Khan could spend money on, why I'm so excited? I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm not sure. Aren't there like a bunch of Big Bang Theory like connections there? I feel like somebody told me that, but it doesn't make any sense. So I got told it within an hour of Dynamite airing. And I didn't report it because I thought the person was ribbing me. I thought the person was joking. They said, yeah, we got the new Dynamite theme. Your story's right. And then they said, it's I'm So Excited by the Pointer Sisters. I thought they were messing with me. Then that song hits and I'm like, damn, they're taking this rib awfully far, huh? I don't get it, man. Heard of any plans for Center and Saint now that Josh Alexander's run is up? Well, he's under contract for another 6 weeks. They've got two, maybe another three if they throw one in there taping. So they'll be still doing that, I would imagine. What's good, SRS? How many wrestlers have creative control in AEW? Guessing Mox and MJF for sure. None. It is just a thing that people claim that Mercedes doesn't have it. MJF doesn't have it. Moxley doesn't have it. Moxley works with RJ City on his creative, and it's approved by Tony Khan. It is not. Nobody has creative control there. Do we get Charlotte, Becky, and Penta tonight? I don't know about Charlotte. Becky and Penta, I would say yes. Mike the Jeweler coming in here and dropping a big super chat. Thank you so much. He says, SRS, my guy. Happy New Year's. All is well. Question one, Chick Magnet Phil, WrestleMania main event. I think if he faces Roman, it is a main event. Or if something happened and he faced Austin, that would probably be a main event. Will the soul of AEW ever be back? The wrestling is great, but the feeling isn't there like it was before. Yeah, I think so. I think so. I think that almost never do this place sucks storylines work, and that's why I think that Death Riders isn't working. Nobody wants to be actively told that the show that they're watching sucks, right? Like, nobody. Sean, have I missed something, or has there been no Forbidden Door announcements in the UK yet regarding dates and tickets? There haven't been, or a venue as of yet. As of yet. What are the plans for Hangman Page heading into this year? He says, i.e. the purpose behind the Christopher Daniels feud, unless it's a lead to a program with Kenny, scratching my head to what the purpose was behind it. Out of respect, I won't say why that's happening, but there is a really, what I feel is a good, substantial, important reason that Hangman Page is working with Christopher Daniels right now. And it will mean something to at least a lot of people. 2024 was a big year for free agency. Who are some notable names for 2025? Josh Alexander, Jordan Grace, Kevin Knight, the Hardy Boys way later in the year. A reminder, guys, I do this Q&A every week over at FightfulSelect.com, soon to be the best $6 a month in the business. And $64 a year in the business. There we go. We've got exclusive news every day. If we're not breaking the news, we're giving you all a bunch of details on it. You've got Q&As there. We've got a Discord. We've got like five or six podcasts a week, all kinds of stuff. FightfulSelect.com. People asking about Raw, Netflix, International. There was word that they wouldn't have commercials overseas. So not a sponsor for this show, but NordVPN.com/Fightful. You can subscribe to you get your Netflix. If you've got Netflix in general, get NordVPN.com/Fightful, change your virtual location to the UK. And then you can just watch all the PLEs, SmackDown, all that stuff. Look at that. Trevor says the Discord is worth at least $10 a month itself. We are not raising the price of the $10 tier. That's like early access and stuff as well. So if you all were wondering about that. The Rock is facing Roman. Any chance we get Cody Punk at Mania, or is the match with Cena a lock? I don't think anything's a lock, but Cody and Cena was absolutely the plan as of a couple months ago. WWE officials have to know how unpopular holding the Rumble in Saudi would be. Is the money so high that it overcomes the hit and image popularity, or do they think it wouldn't be a long-lasting hit? Or cynical, is Saudi giving them no choice? The money is so much that they won't say no. And let's be real. If at this point you are watching WWE programming, with WWE having done this Saudi partnership for what, 6, 7, 8 years? The Royal Rumble going there is not going to be enough to get you to stop watching WWE, right? Like, if you were taking some sort of moral stance there, this wasn't the straw that broke the camel's back. And I feel like if you claim that it was, you're being disingenuous. WWE been doing stuff there since April 2018. Sean, something I always wonder when it comes to Wyatt 6, how much creative control do they have? So just to clarify, creative control is not what a lot of people claim it is. And largely because almost nobody has it now. So creative control, Bret Hart had it in the last 2 months of his deal. That's why Vince felt like he had to screw Bret Hart, because Bret could say, no, I'm not doing that. Hulk Hogan had creative control in WCW. And Bischoff claimed that he almost never exercised it except for the finish of Starrcade 97. Creative input and throwing your ideas out there is not the same as creative control, where in a lot of situations you could be in breach if you don't do what is asked of you creatively in that sense. I am still taking Super Chats, Humper Chats, in addition to the questions that came in on FightfulSelect.com. Any idea why AEW made such little hype out of Wrestle Dynasty felt like a Forbidden Door style card, and they barely mentioned it? The word that Meltzer said was that it's because it was on a different streamer, which if that's the case, that's lame. Why do the show then? Why do the show? Colin says, do you know much about the Chris Charlton situation? And is it storyline? It's not storyline.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Maybe too close.
Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It was connected to those comments. I don't know who encouraged them to do that. I don't know if like Tony called them up and said, get this guy out of there, do whatever. I don't know that. I do know there were a number of talent that were praising him, but there were a lot of people that were like, why did he say that? Like, yeah, why did he say that? What else do we got here? Also, it's a 2-month suspension. Bear Hudson says, I believe Paul Heyman might eventually turn on Roman Reigns. That sounds kind of personal. Says, or perhaps Drew McIntyre will cost Roman his match. What do you think will happen with Solo? I think Solo will probably continue with a bloodline team. Yeah. Like, I think he'll probably continue to team with, like, the Tongans or maybe form something with Jimmy and Jay, his actual brothers. I think Solo is going to be fine, especially since he's shown off like more of his personality lately for a guy that didn't talk. And the guy's got a lot of personality. It does definitely reflect your WWE diehard fan and what you see out of them. Terry Allen Jr. said, WWE 2K25, will you buy? I will not buy. They'll usually give me a code, which I'm very fortunate to have. Very fortunate to have. Tonight, new viewers. Yeah, you're going to get a lot of new viewers tonight. Listen, I'll tell you who else benefits from this. OVW benefits from it. Heels benefits from it. Because you're going to have a whole bunch of wrestling fans on Netflix, and they're going to have watched WWE content, and then they're going to find out that there's an OVW documentary on there and a Heels show on there. So lots of people are going to benefit from this Netflix deal. And of course, we are going to be here live on YouTube.com/Fightful and X and Twitch. I mean, we get more viewers on X, Twitter than we do YouTube these days. But we got our wonderful sponsors, NordVPN, that's going to help us out. But if you're watching this show, if you like what you see here, if you like the Q&A format, please subscribe to FightfulSelect.com. I am very proud of what we've created there. Between paid and free subscribers, it's like over 17,000 now, but moves to $6 a month, $64 a year at the end of this month. But right now you can lock that price in for a year at $54 a year. Man, guys, please leave a thumbs up on this video. If you're watching on YouTube, it would mean an awful lot. Till next time, we're out.